The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Noel Simon from Boston, Massachusetts, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 478 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, y'all. What?
Where'd the drawl come from?
Oh, I just came back from Texas.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, everything big in Texas.
Everything big in Texas? I was at a big conference. There were 20,000 educators there.
They call that a group meeting, I guess.
Yeah, on the Riverwalk. Very fun. Didn't get to see our buddy Wanda Byron, who...
Wanda.
Yeah. By Rom, I should say, but
then if you needed any assistance in finding anything, you could have said, "Help me, Wanda."
I could have. I went to Margarita. I don't know why that's in.
Do they have a buffet there?
No. I found my last shaker salt.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Anyway, I'm back. I'm back and raring to go. End of the semester, so yay for that. Mm-hmm. Almost done with my grading, and I have a shout out, and it's to one of our Mickey Milers, and her name is Laurie Slepsky, and she did the Dark Side race, and she is going to the Princess in January. So congratulations, Laurie! That's wonderful, great achievement. And do you have a tip?
I have a tip for runners.
Okay.
because I have friends who have been at recent races, including the Boston Marathon. And this is something that I heard a few months ago, maybe 4 months ago, and it's becoming very popular among runners. And I thought I'd share with everyone. Many of those who are listening may have heard about it, but the secret to taking care of cramps is mustard.
What?
Mustard.
On your cramp?
Mustard. No, you actually...
I
had a friend who ran the Boston Marathon, mm-hmm. and he grabbed a couple of packets of mustard, and he was cramping up on mile 18. He took the mustard, and the cramps stopped.
All right, so as a scientist, I have to say...
It's turmeric.
You need a little more data than that. Is there research to back this up?
Okay, so on today's show... Wait a second.
What? We're getting a phone call during the middle of the show? Oh, sorry, everybody.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, guys. It's Chris. I'm in the wrong world of sports. Chris Eliopoulos, your co-host. I'm in the parking lot of the wrong world of sports. I'm still waiting for the Dark Side Challenge to begin. I don't see the starting line, and there's not a lot of people here, but...
Chris, that race was last week. You didn't get the memo that... Well, you were wrong about where the race started, Chris.
And I'm wrong about the time? Oh, no.
That's why we had to put you on probation, Chris.
Maybe we will let you come back on the show on a trial basis.
Take the express, Chris, because that'll get you back in about a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Give me 2 seconds. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hi,
guys.
Wait a second. There he is.
That was a long run.
Do you get special powers when you work for Marvel?
I do. They give you a cape and everything. Boom.
Welcome back. We're sorry you missed the race.
Wow. I was at the Wild World of Sports, and look what happens.
It's going to be hot.
I listened to my own advice, and I disappeared.
Yeah, well, we were planning on doing a race review, so we're kind of counting on you.
Man, I blew it. I no wonder you fired me. I don't even know where the race starts.
Well.
All right, so what do we do?
All right, well. Yes, I of course I got that wrong, and you fired me, and so now I'm back because you know what?
Did you find the race starts? Everybody needs a cartoonist in their lives. That's my mug that I have in the morning for breakfast.
Yep.
And I have breakfast. Everybody needs a cartoonist.
Sure.
And a banker.
Right. And a teacher.
And a college professor. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
So I guess then we can do a race review. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, we can pretend that Chris ran. We can pretend that he did the expo and he experienced the races and the correct course and stuff like that. And maybe we can shed some light on what happened.
I'll make it up as I go along.
Yeah, you're pretty good. I mean, he's done fiction.
I've done this before. I can just keep. I can make up details.
He's done fiction before. Yeah.
Who cares?
All good.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway. Now.
Well, welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
We missed
thanks
you.
For having me back.
There
after
was,
I
a, there was an outcry.
Up.
There
were probation.
There were protests outside.
Yeah, there were streets. Yeah, there's marching the
march
streets.
March for science. March for Heliopolis.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank
people
goodness.
Throwing eggs at my window.
Yeah.
My supporters.
No.
I had any fans or no?
No, I don't think so.
No, nobody's on my side.
I'm lying in front of my car, I couldn't move in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
But Chris back.
I
love
Chris. I think it's because the volume's so low on the podcast. That was another.
East team in Heliopolis.
Heliopolis.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Well.
So I actually did. I made it down to the Star Wars Dark Side Challenge, second year in a row. So I'm a lifer so far, I guess you would say.
Legacy,
okay. Whatever. 2-year legacy.
Whatever. Well, let's ask Chris some questions about it. My first question is, what was the weather like? You've been training in New Jersey.
Yeah, it was really warm down there. They even sent out a notice ahead of time earlier in the week saying that we should be careful about the weather because it was going to get hot. And it was. I want to say the morning of the half marathon, 3 o'clock in the morning we got up. It was 70 degrees already at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh. Was so, it 70 humid degrees? Or
Yeah. It's Florida. Of course it's humid.
Yeah.
Ouch. So it was we made sure we were drinking water all week and all through the weekend just to make sure that we were hydrated enough for the weather. I did not see anybody go down. I didn't see major problems. They had, every mile and a half on the half marathon, they had a water Gatorade stop or Powerade stop, whatever you want to call it. So, it seemed like they were smart this time. They kept everybody hydrated.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, and then I was a little bit worried because the weather kept changing on as it does on the weather apps. And we were looking at some rain for Sunday morning. Which didn't come, and from what I was told, there's actually a drought going on down there right now, and they're conserving water, so they canceled the any of the fireside stuff, the marshmallow stuff, just with fear that a spark would get out there and cause a real bad fire. So those were canceled all weekend. So it was it sounds like it's something really bad. So they were actually looking forward to some rain, which didn't show up on Sunday morning, and then they called for thunderstorms that night, which did not show up. So it's been pretty dry down there and warm. So it was something to look out for.
Did you think, this could be another Food and Wine or maybe even January 2017 all over again?
No, which I was the only one that was freaking out about it. My wife was even saying, like, it's fine. We're going to be fine. And I said, based on the way things are going, if there are even a chance of thunderstorms that morning, they're going to probably call it.
Were worried about it too.
I was. I didn't see that. It didn't seem to me like anybody else was worried about it.
Hmm.
Again, this is only my experience, so maybe some other people were that I didn't get to talk to. So it was a little precarious in my mind, but it worked out great. I mean, like I said, I felt really strong all weekend and even with the weather. And so we did well.
I don't know.
Thursday night. No, I got in Thursday night. So we had Friday to go to the expo and get ready. So,
Chris, overall, did you get a sense of what level of what kind of a crowd level you had for that for this particular race weekend as compared to other race weekends? Did it seem like it was somewhat smaller, about the same? What did it feel like?
While, you know, we always complain about the people that walk in the center of the course, and you have that kind of, we did have that, but I never felt like I was stopped or slowed down by that. Like, there was always a way around, where in past races I've always felt, you know, we were log jammed at certain points where you just couldn't get around anybody. And the courses were sort of like truncated marathon courses that started at the Magic Kingdom. Like the whole race seemed to follow and cut short in certain places. But so you guys know what those courses feel like, especially, you know, you go down Cone Alley. Basically, you come out that way, and it didn't feel at all like we were log jammed. So I think there were fewer people this time than in the past.
Did you look up to see? I thought you looked up to see.
I want to say as and we're doing this live. I think there was, I want to say, 16,000 finishers. I'll tell you right now. I think there were 19,000 who had signed up for the full, and I mean
for the half,
I should say.
Right.
And what happened was that of the 19, only 16,000 finished. I'll tell you in a second.
Mm. Well, while he's doing that, why don't I ask you about the
yes, well, there you go.
Oh. You already found it.
16,311 finishers, 8,800 women, 7,500 men. So that's
good, actually.
That's 16,000. Yeah. Normally, we have about low to mid 20s. So,
Wow.
Yeah, interesting. So I never felt like it was, and it was interesting too. Well, we'll get into it later. Go ahead, Michelle. What's your question?
Oh no, I was gonna ask you. Well, just to give us a rundown of which races. You did do the 5K, but you did the 10K and the half.
Right, I did the 10K and the half.
Okay, so my second or third question was, what was you're going from the Yacht and Beach Club? What was the transportation like for you?
It was actually pretty good. They actually moved back the start time for the buses. Normally in the past, the buses got off at 3:30. They started going, and so we knew that, and we sort of got down. We actually got down the first day a little late. Like, we got down there at like 3:40, figuring what are we going to stand
late
around. Well, a little late for the buses. Yeah. We usually, like, for the marathon, because if we have the tent and stuff like that, the retreat, we go early anyway because we can sit and eat and do whatever there. So this time we thought we'd go a little late. So it was 3:40 we got there, and there was nothing running. And there was a gentleman there, and he said, yeah, the buses don't start until 4 now here for this one. Huh. So, so they moved it back a half hour to start at 4, and the races started promptly at 5:30. So and they went off great. I mean, I can't say that I waited for a bus on either end, either going or coming back. Which was nice to see.
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah. So, I guess I should start. So we got
in. We didn't
in
talk about the expo, did we? We're going all over the place.
No, that's what I said. So we got in Thursday night, and then late we had dinner, and then Friday morning I got up to go down to the expo, and there was no starting line there. But so I got there. And we went right in, and, you know, at this point we know the routine. We're fully aware of where everything is. So we just marched right in, and it's fun to watch people who aren't sure where they're going, and you just beeline somewhere, and people just start following you because you look like you know where you're going. We already had our waivers done and filled out, so we went right to our spot. We got our bib, took our picture, walked out. Actually, the bibs for the challenge were and the shirts and stuff were in that first hall. I forget the name of it.
The Jostin Center?
I think so, yeah. And then...
Oh, the Milk House? HP Milk House? Yeah.
When you go up the steps, it's the left. Yeah. If you go to the left, it's that building right there. And so we were able to get all our stuff. We didn't even have to go over to the expo. We could have just bolted. But my wife wanted to go take a look around for a little bit. Down to the expo. So we went down there and looked at a few things. She got those they're like little jewelry things that you put on your laces on your sneakers. So it was like, you know, yeah, so it was cute. They had like a couple for whatever, $15, and so she got those. I actually got to meet Jeff Galloway for a couple minutes, say hello and take a picture or two, which was nice to see. He was trying to talk me into going to his marathon, which I think is 3 weeks before marathon weekend.
Is it a marathon or a half marathon?
It's mid-December, I think, Chris.
Yeah. So
I think it might be early December.
Yeah. Well, he said three weeks before, so whatever. Yeah, and considering that we have to – the race starts – we have to be down there on the 3rd of January. So, yeah, it's probably about the second week of December. He made sure that we were facing so that whoever's taking the picture – had the promotion in the background behind us. Ever the promoter.
My mom used to say, no flies on him.
Yep. He was working it.
Yeah, he always does.
And he was even trying to convince me. He's like, you're going to be fully trained by that point. You might as well just come down to Atlanta. It's beautiful. I said, okay.
But it was great. Me.
Oh, there you go. I'll stay with you, Jeff. Thanks for offering, Jeff. I will be at your house promptly. But yeah, so it was nice. So we, you know, it's the usual fare. It's the traditional Disney stuff, and then you know the vendors and stuff like that. We didn't stay very long there, I didn't even stay for any talks or anything like that. We just kind of made our way out. I'm sure if there were other people there who got to see some of the events, maybe they would have a better talking points about it. But we didn't stay very long and. Made our way back to the hotel because we have two boys that wanted to go running through the park. So,
so you didn't see any vendors that you hadn't seen before?
Yeah, it's the same people that you see all the time. It's the people that want to mount your medals, the people that are selling, you know, the different goos and different, you know, beverages and socks and, you know, clothing that you want to pick up. So, you know, and then some other races where they're trying to promote their race there. It's a standard expo. I think we've kind of settled into that thing now, right?
Right. So did you happen to go into the Run Disney store or see, was the line real large?
It wasn't. And we went first thing in the morning. Usually the first thing in the morning, it gets crazy, but it wasn't really that busy. We were able to walk around. I don't think we did. You know what? My wife was just kind of jonesing just to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go to the Run Disney area. I tried to take notes. She's just like, come on, let's go. You know? But, you know, so it was a fairly, you know, uneventful expo for me anyway. And then we actually cabbed it out of there because that's the only problem with the expo is the buses, they park so far away. You actually have to go for a nice walk. And we were like looking to meet up with our sons, so we grabbed a cab back to the hotel, and then spent the day at the Magic Kingdom and did dinner. Where did we do dinner that first night? I think we did dinner the Hacienda in Mexico?
In Epcot. Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, which was nice. We usually do the one. In the actual pavilion, but we went to the one across the way this time. We really liked it. Yeah, we hadn't gone there before, and so we went and we actually enjoyed it. I would almost say that my family liked it better than Santa Hill.
So, Chris, take us to the morning of the 10K, and we know we had confusion regarding where the start of the race was, but take us through the morning, and please begin telling us how things all started when you and Audra went in the morning to get the bus to go to the race.
Well, when I got there, they finally told me, no, the bus took us right over to the Magic Kingdom parking lot area, the TTC, TTA, whichever the one.
TTC.
Like. I always get them wrong.
Remember, you're on probation. Be careful.
I know. I'm screwing everything up. No wonder you want to get rid of me. And it was interesting setup. It was such a short, it was actually a much shorter walk to the corrals. There were only, I think, A through A, B, C, D, E, F. I think we only went to F for the 10K. And you know, like on the marathon days when we do it out in the Epcot parking lot, you're walking almost a mile to get to the corrals. This was not like we were like, oh, we're here. They also had a huge, huge amount of Port-a-Johns right there outside the corrals. So many so that there were tons that were free, which for me was like, wait, what? So it was interesting that the corrals were really large. And I didn't feel like I felt like they were like much bigger than the normal corrals we've had in the past. Width wise, like they seemed wider than old ones that in previous races. And they got off. I think it was a 3 minute gap between.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. The 10K got off fast. We were, you know, and so we were out. I think where was I? I think I was in Corral C, and so we were out by, you know, within 6 minutes after the A crowd. So it was like, wow, we're moving. I can't speak for the rest, obviously, the corrals, but, you know, it seemed like it was 3 minutes after the fireworks would go.
Did each corral have four waves? Do you remember?
No, not in the 10K. They went off one at a time. Okay. So it was A, B, C, boom. They did that in the half marathon, but starting, I want to say, in the C corral. I was in the E corral for the half, and in the, I think I want to say the C corral, they started partitioning them in half, or maybe even the B, because they were doing B2 or C2, and those were 2 minutes apart. So it was a little bit faster, and I was surprised that they didn't break them up in the first, because like I said, the corrals were fairly large. I was surprised to see such a large corral, but the only thing that was interesting for me for the 10K was the fact that I thought there would be more water stops, or they might have added something in just based on the heat. I want to say there was only two water stops, and they didn't have Gatorade that day. So it was only two water stops for the full 6 miles. There was no food stops. There was no goo stops or anything like that.
And what about characters on the – as the Star Wars guy, that's why you were down there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did the way it always starts, which is they had R2-D2 in the first in the first half mile he was there. But by the time you get there, there's a full line.
Yeah.
The second one was a character from the Star Wars Rebels animated show. Don't know because I don't watch it. Third was, I believe, the Emperor's chair, the throne.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. And I'm trying to think who the other characters were that were there. Like I said, it was a shorter run, so there wasn't as much. There was Chewbacca at the end, right by the entrance, the back entrance to Epcot. And then along the way, there was stormtroopers, and there's a weird thing they do. I guess it's the 501st, which is the Star Wars fan group that dresses up. And they had a bunch of those people kind of lined around in Hollywood Studios. So you could take some pictures with stormtroopers along the way and Boba Fett and those kind of guys. So
Chris, did you stop for anybody? Or I'm not somebody who stops for the characters.
No, I don't stop. I like to watch. But, yeah. You know, it tends to be such a long line. And they kind of made sure to tell us that, you know what, at the end they're going to be characters at the end of the race if you want to go take pictures with them.
Oh, interesting.
It was sort of, for me, it's sort of anticlimactic, to sit, be in a good rhythm and then to stop for 10 or 15 minutes to take a picture was kind of a little bit not my cup of tea. So
not your jam.
Not my jam. Not my strawberry jam. But it was, you know, I felt comfortable. I don't know. Again, my wife was like, we can't do this tomorrow, but I was kind of cooking it on the first day. I just felt good. The course felt fairly flat, and it just felt good. We were on a really good pace, and my wife is like, "No, we can't do this tomorrow. Not with the heat. You can't do this again." So I was like, "All right." So we got through pretty darn quick, and the metal was nice, beautiful metal. I really liked it.
What is it, Chris? What was the metal?
The first one, I think it was, I'm trying to remember all three. What did I take a picture of? I know one was Darth Maul. I mean, Kylo Ren, and then we had the, whatchamacallit, the Death Star. What was the other one? Was it Vader?
The Death Star. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. See, it's so bad. I didn't even put the metal on. I didn't put any of the metals on because I didn't want to get them all sweaty. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, oh, you got to put this and hang this. I'm like, it goes in a drawer. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm trying to remember these things. Like, you know, I used to be for the metals. And now I'm sort of like, it was like, yeah, whatever. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up now just because I want to make sure I get it right. Do you guys remember? Didn't I show it to you?
Mm-mm. No, I failed you. Picture. Never have a...
Nothing. We cried ourselves.
Oh, that's right. It was a stormtrooper. So the 10K was a stormtrooper. The half marathon was Kylo Ren, and the challenge was the Death Star.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, those were the nice. They were nice, and they're like nice medals this time. And they were last year as well. No spinning this time, though.
Would you ever consider putting them in a frame since you're such a big Star Wars guy?
You know, I was thinking about doing something with all of these. So next year, what the plan is, we're going to do both Star Wars, and I want to do the Kessel Run.
Oh, wow.
And I think once I do that, I'm going to put them all together and sort of have a nice little display for the nerd in me.
Mm-hmm. But, all right. So you took the advice that we often give on this podcast, and after the 10K, you put your feet up and didn't walk around before the half marathon, right?
Totally not the case. We're so bad. Well, you know what it is? We were down there with the kids, and we were like, hey, let's go. And so we finished the race. Like I said, we felt strong. We got home. So I will tell you, with my kids, they are 17 years old. We arrived home both times from both races before they even woke up.
That's awesome.
So we had to wake them up and then, you know, and then get them ready to go. And so we went out to, I think we did Hollywood Studios and Epcot on Saturday. And we did dinner at on the boardwalk at the whatever that Italian restaurant is. And it was a long day. It was hysterical. They were like, oh, we're so tired. It's like, dude, we were up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Enough. Come on.
That's funny.
So, but yeah, so we, and it was great. The buses were, you know, right there. The layout is very similar. Obviously, because it ends in the Epcot parking lot. So, you can go through and get your stuff. And then if you just go to the right, bang, there are all the buses lined up. And again, this is one of those things where we had run the race and we started running because we saw our bus was there. And they're like, slow down. The bus is not going to, like, there wasn't anybody on the bus. So, you know, we kind of waited for a little while, and I think on the way home from the 10K, we only had about 10 to 12 people on the bus, which is crazy because I'm so used to, like, the place, you know, every bus gets packed, and they send you on your way. But maybe there's fewer people this time.
So the question is, will Chris be reinstated? Well, we still have to hear from him in regards to the half marathon from Star Wars The Dark Side race weekend. So we'll see. Please join us next time on the Mickey Miles and More podcast. So for Chris Saliopoulos, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.